This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Bell Helicopter announced late yesterday it's handing off the type certificate for the Bell 47 to Scott's Helicopters, a Bell-approved customer service facility in Le Sueur, Minnesota. The Wall Street Journal reports that insurgents in Iraq have used a $26 piece of software available on the Internet to intercept the video feeds from Predator drones operated by coalition forces. GE Aviation and AAI Corporation say they've successfully flown a UAV that uses an off-the-shelf GE flight management system to fly trajectory-based operations, a first step in letting UAVs share the national airspace system. The U.S. Air Force and Army have opened a C-27J joint cargo aircraft schoolhouse at Georgia's Robins Air Force Base to train pilots of the new plane for missions now done by ground convoys in dangerous areas. OmniFlight Helicopters has entered into an agreement to train 200 of its pilots using Flight Safety International's new AS-350 simulator in Tucson, Arizona. Mektronix Systems says the Irish Air Corps has taken delivery of a full flight trainer at its training facility. The Corps will use the sim to emulate a King Air B-200. The Air Transport Association says 15 airlines have signed Memoranda of Understanding with Altair Fuels and Rentec for a future supply of alternative aviation fuel. The new Lion Air Museum at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California is now open, featuring some of the world's rarest operational aircraft. The museum will specialize in preserving the memory of the World War II era and its lessons. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we look back on 2009 with comments from Brent Waters of Cirrus about product liability and Tom Poberesny of EAA about the importance of new pilot starts. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.